The Luminous 100, The Keystone Effect, by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. The Keystone Effect, Finding the Keystone Positions and Moments of Leverage. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, The Keystone Effect, Finding the Keystone Positions and Moments of Leverage. Contents. 1. Introduction to Keystones, asterisk, asterisk. 2. The Language of Leverage, asterisk, asterisk. 3. Clearing Apertures, asterisk, asterisk. 4. Play and Complexity, asterisk, asterisk. 5. Architectural Maps, asterisk, asterisk. 6. Pain and Humility, asterisk, asterisk. 7. The Keystone Effect in Action, asterisk, asterisk. Introduction to Keystones. Tuning Fork. Haiku. A single stone shifts, the arch stands firm on new ground, leverage in silence.
Guo.
Reality is a playing field where the rules are written in invisible ink and the only way to read them is to play. Citation needed. Claim. Parable. Once, in an ancient forest, there lived a great oak tree whose roots intertwined with those of its neighbors. The forest thrived, and creatures of all kinds found home among its branches. But one day, a storm came, uprooting not just leaves but entire sections of the forest. The animals fled, and the once vibrant ecosystem began to crumble. Among the trees stood an elder maple, wise with age. It watched as the storm passed and thought, "If only we had noticed the keystone, the stone that holds the arch together." But no one knew which stone it was, for it was hidden beneath the roots, unseen but essential. The forest tried to rebuild itself, but without that keystone, the structure was unstable. One day, a small squirrel, digging for nuts, unearthed a smooth river stone. When placed in the gap left by the storm, the trees leaned into it, and slowly, the arch of life reconstructed itself. Not because the stone was powerful, but because it was in the right place, allowing everything around it to find balance again.
Structure et technique.
Keystones are not found by force. They emerge from patience and observation. Here are two simple yet profound techniques to begin tuning into them. The aperture scan. Begin by observing systems, whether ecosystems, organizations, or personal habits, looking for points where a small change could ripple outward. Start with everyday situations, a conversation that shifts dynamics, a habit that changes your day, or a decision point in a project. The playful experiment. Engage with the world as if it were a game of Lila, divine play. Try small interventions without attachment to outcomes. Notice where resistance meets ease. Those are often the keystone moments. These practices scale because they train attention to see beneath surfaces, whether you're organizing a team or observing your own mind. Luminous definition. Keystone, the hidden leverage point in any system where a minimal shift creates maximal transformation, not by force, but by alignment with deeper patterns of complexity. 3 appreciative questions. Start. What small changes in your life have led to the most significant shifts in perspective or circumstance? Middle searing. If you removed one element from your current system, whether it's a habit, a relationship, or in belief, what would collapse and what might rise in its place? And how might you begin to see the world as a playground of Lila, where every move is both serious and playful? The body. Keystones are not about control or manipulation. They're about alignment with the hidden currents of reality. In the language of complexity science, keystones are the points where self-organization meets intentionality, where what appears random is actually a dance of deeper intelligence. This book invites you to see Lila, the divine play that underlies all things, as the water in which evolutionary intelligence swims. Healing, growth, and transformation are not acts of the will but properties of reality moving through cleared apertures, like light through a prism. Every tradition speaks to this truth, for it is the mirror of our own nature. The work is not about mastering Lila. It is about clearing the apertures within ourselves so that we can see, feel, and move with its currents. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, and play becomes the language through which reality speaks. This is where the law of attraction dissolves into something far more interesting, the emergent intelligence of systems, where small shifts in keystone positions create ripples that restructure entire ecosystems, social, personal, or ecological. The map is not about predicting these shifts, but learning to recognize them when they arise, like a musician who no longer needs sheet music because they have learned the song by heart. To find keystones, we must align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. These are not abstract concepts, but living processes that shape our world every moment. They teach us that leverage is not about force, but about being in the right place at the right time, like a stone placed just so that allows an arch to stand. 7 7-second sentences. 1. A keystone is a crack in the system where light enters. 2. Play is how reality teaches itself, through us. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a property of cleared apertures. 4. The law of attraction is outdated. The law of emergence is now. 5. Every tradition mirrors what we already are. Clear the aperture to see. 6. Leverage is not about force. It's about alignment with hidden currents. 7. Lila laughs when you try to control her, but dances when you join her. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. The aperture scan accessible. Observe a system in your life. A conversation, a project, or even your daily routine. Identify one small change that could create a ripple effect. It could be as simple as changing the order of tasks or listening differently in a discussion. Reflect on how this small shift changes the dynamics around it. Exercise 2. The playful experiment, deepening. Choose an area where you feel stuck, creatively, emotionally, or practically. Engage with it as if it were a game, without attachment to the outcome. Try small interventions with curiosity rather than control. Notice moments of resistance and ease. These are clues to hidden keystones in your system. Exercise 3. The Keystone Map, Advanced. Create a visual or written map of a significant system in your life, e.g., your career, a relationship, or a community project. Identify potential keystone positions, places where small changes could lead to significant shifts. Experiment with making minimal adjustments and observe the emergent patterns. Journal about how these shifts reveal deeper structures. Citations. 1. The quote attributed to an unknown source needs verification. Possible sources might include David Bohm or other complexity scientists. Citation needed. Reality is a playing field. 2. The concept of keystones and ecosystems can be linked to Robert Payne's work on keystone species, but its application here as a metaphor for leverage points in systems needs clarification. 3. The idea of cleared apertures and Lila as divine play is original to this book's framework, so no citation is needed unless it aligns with known esoteric or scientific concepts. This chapter stands alone as an introduction to the concept of keystones while also setting the stage for deeper exploration in the rest of the book. It blends poetic, narrative, and practical elements to engage the reader's intellect, emotions, and body through exercises, fulfilling the requirements of a hole-on. The language of leverage. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter branches hold. The sun's secret map unfolds. Warmth without a spark.
What?
A lever is not found. It emerges when the system is seen whole, like a city revealed in its light and shadow. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Citation needed. Verify authorship. Parable, the maestro's tuning pin. In the old concert hall, the maestro stood before his piano, tuning it with care. The strings vibrated under his touch, but no matter how precise he was, the sound was off. Frustrated, he adjusted each note individually, high C, middle A, but the harmony remained elusive. Then, he noticed a single, rusted tuning pin near the bass. With one turn, the entire instrument sang in perfect tune. The apprentices around him gasped. They had been watching his hands, not the unseen connections below the surface. Structure and technique. Three practices of leverage. 1. Ripple mapping. Draw a system, e.g., your team, project, or life, and mark where small changes propagate. Trace the ripples backward to find leverage points. Example. In a project, ask, if this step failed, what would unravel? Then reinforce it. 2. The tuning pin exercise. Identify the tuning pin in your system, the one small element that holds everything together but is often overlooked. Metaphor, like adjusting a single note in music to harmonize the whole. 3. Metaphoric leverage. Borrow metaphors from nature or art, e.g., ecosystems, architecture, to model leverage in your context. Example, how would an architect approach this problem? These techniques scale from personal habits to global systems because they honor the system's inherent logic. Luminous definition. Luminous definition, leverage. The capacity of a system to respond to minimal input in ways that amplify its own organization toward higher coherence or complexity. Here, leverage is not about force, but about alignment, finding the apertures where reality's current flows most smoothly. It is the play of emergence, the way a child's blocks suddenly form a tower when one piece shifts. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen a small change lead to a great shift? Accessible. Invites reflection on past examples. 2. Searing middle. What are the hidden tuning pins in your current system that no one is touching, yet could transform everything? Challenges blind spots with humor and urgency. 3. Ending reflection. If you could align with the leverage of your own evolution, what would it feel like? Opens to the sensory experience of Lila, playful, divine alignment. The body, leverage as divine play, Lila. The language of leverage is not a manual. It is an invitation to dance. Every tradition speaks of it in its own tongue. The architect knows levers as load-bearing walls. The musician hears them in the harmonic series. The gardener sees them in the roots that bind soil and plant. But Lila, the divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is not about manipulating outcomes, but clearing apertures, like removing a finger from a dam to let water flow. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, we see that systems are always tuning themselves. The law of attraction is a misnomer. It is not about pulling, but letting be. Play is how we learn this language. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from the place before form. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Leverage is the art of pushing where resistance yields. 2. Play reveals the system's hidden hinges. 3. Evolution speaks in whispers. Listen to the gaps. 4. A keystone moment is when the system hums its own tune. 5. Healing isn't done, it's allowed. 6. The cosmic joke. Complexity is easier than control. 7. To leverage is to dance with emergence. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Block play. Materials. 20 blocks, physical or digital cards. A pen. Action. Arrange blocks to represent a system, e.g., team roles, project phases. Gently nudge one block and observe the chain reactions. Ask, which block, if shifted slightly, would change the whole structure? Leverage insight. Small moves in high connection nodes create outsized effects. 2. Deepening. The tuning pin hunt. Materials, a system map, e.g., a project timeline or relationship diagram, sticky notes. Action. In a group, mark every element as either tuning pin, critical but overlooked, or string, important but not leverage points. Defend choices playfully. Why is this the rusted pin no one's touched? Leverage insight. Leverage often hides in what seems too obvious to question. 3. Advanced, emergent improvisation. Materials, a complex scenario, e.g., a city's traffic system. Improvisational rules. Action. Participants improvise responses to a perturbation, e.g., a bridge is closed. Observe how new structures emerge from the chaos. Reflect, where did leverage appear unexpectedly? Leverage insight. Leverage emerges in the space between intention and surprise. Citations. 1. Santa Anna, Emmanuel. Citation needed. Verify authorship or rephrase to avoid fabrication. 2. Complexity science references.
Autopoésie, Maturana, H. et Varola, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition. The realization of the living. Dissipative structures. Prigogine, I. and Nicolies, G. 1977. Self-organization in non-equilibrium systems. 3. For the law of attraction critique. Waldrop, M. 1992. The third culture, on emergence and complexity. Citation needed. Sources on the misconception of the law of attraction. This chapter is a whole on, complete in itself, yet part of a larger book. It balances rigor with playfulness, grounded in science, but rooted in Lila's divine language of leverage. Okay, I am writing chapter 2 of The Keystone Effect, titled The Language of Leverage. The book is about finding keystone positions and moments of leverage, which implies identifying critical points in systems that can bring about significant change or transformation. This chapter needs to be a standalone holon, but also contribute to the broader theme of the book. First, I need to understand what the language of leverage means in this context. It likely refers to the way we communicate, think, or interact with systems to identify and utilize these leverage points effectively. The mention of Lila suggests that this chapter should be playful, evolutionary, and rooted in complexity science, so it's not just about mechanics, but also about the joy and playfulness in discovering leverage. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku needs to capture something life-uplifting yet profound, perhaps about finding balance or harmony in chaos. Quote, should be attributed to someone who embodies rigor and depth, like Santa Anna. Maybe something about architecture or systems thinking. For the haiku, I'll think of nature or systems as metaphors. Asterisk, winter branches hold. The sun's secret map unfolds. Warmth without a spark. Asterisk. For the quote, perhaps something from Santa Anna or a similar figure. Since I don't know his exact quotes, I'll paraphrase his style. A lever is not found. It emerges when the system is seen whole, like a city revealed in its light and shadow. Wait, the user said to pair with humility, so maybe something like, we think we build, but often we are built by what we cannot see, the unseen threads that hold all things together. Emmanuel Santa Anna, if this is a real person, otherwise, I'll need to attribute it properly or mark, citation needed. But since the user said not to fabricate citations, I should avoid making up quotes unless I'm sure. Maybe he's a known figure in systems theory, like Stafford Beer or Umberto Maturana. Alternatively, since Santa Anna is mentioned as the voice, perhaps it's hypothetical for this book, so I can attribute it to him with a note that citation is needed if he's not real. For now, I'll proceed with, a lever is not found. It emerges when the system is seen whole, like a city revealed in its light and shadow. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed, verify authorship. But since the user said, do not fabricate citations, perhaps it's better to use an existing quote that fits. Maybe from Buckminster Fuller or someone similar. Alternatively, I can say something like, we do not discover levers. They reveal themselves when we stand in the current of the system. Adapted from complexity science principles, citation needed, refine attribution. But the user said to pair strong claims with humility, so maybe better to stick with Santa Anna as a placeholder. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate leverage in a subtle way. Maybe about a gardener who doesn't understand why pulling one weed affects others until they see the roots underground. Or perhaps about a musician tuning a piano. Small adjustments at the right place change everything. Let's try the musician metaphor. In the old concert hall, The maestro stood before his piano, tuning it with care. The strings vibrated under his touch, but no matter how precise he was, the sound was off. Frustrated, he adjusted each note individually. High C, middle A, but the harmony remained elusive. Then, he noticed a single, rusted tuning pin near the bass. With one turn, the entire instrument sang in perfect tune. The apprentices around him gasped. They had been watching his hands, not the unseen connections below the surface. This shows how leverage works subtly and is about understanding hidden structures.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe things like mapping system dependencies, e.g., the ripple effect exercise. Observing small changes to see large impacts, like a tuning fork in music or a pebble in water. Using metaphors to understand leverage, e.g., architecture, music, ecosystems. I'll frame it as three techniques that can be applied at any scale. 1. The ripple mapping. Draw a system and mark where small changes propagate widely. 2. The tuning pin exercise. Identify the one small adjustment that shifts everything. 3. Metaphoric leverage. Use stories, e.g., music, ecosystems, to model how leverage works in other systems. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. Here, it might be leverage or perhaps keystone moment. Let's go with leverage. Luminous definition. Leverage. The capacity of a system to respond to minimal input in ways that amplify its own organization toward higher coherence or complexity. This ties into complexity science, self-organization, attractors. 5. Three appreciative questions. Start with something accessible. Where in your life have you seen a small change lead to a great shift? Middle searing one. What are the hidden tuning pins in your current system that no one is touching, yet could transform everything? Ending reflective one. If you could align with the leverage of your own evolution, what would it feel like? 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence, and healing as a property of reality. This should tie leverage to playfulness and emergence. Possible structure. Leverage isn't about force. It's about finding the cleared apertures, where change flows naturally, like water through openings. Play is how we discover these apertures, like a child building blocks or a musician improvising. Healing isn't an act of will, but alignment with reality's natural movement. 7 7-7 second sentences. Short, punchy aphorisms about leverage and play. 1. Leverage is the art of pushing where resistance yields. 2. Play reveals the system's hidden hinges. 3. Evolution speaks in whispers. Listen to the gaps. 4. A keystone moment is when the system hums its own tune. 5. Healing isn't done. It's allowed. 6. The cosmic joke. Complexity is easier than control. 7. To leverage is to dance with emergence. 8. Three exercises. Accessible. The block play. Arrange physical blocks or digital cards to model a system, then nudge one and observe effects. Deepening. The tuning pin hunt. In a group, identify the tuning pin in a project or relationship that could shift everything if adjusted. Advanced. Emergent improvisation. A guided exercise where participants improvise responses to a system's changes, observing how small inputs create new structures. 9. Citations. Mark where citations are needed. For example, references to complexity science, autopoiesis, attractors, or Santa Ana's work. Since this is speculative, I'll note where sources are missing. Now, let's draft the chapter in order. The language of leverage. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter branches hold. The sun's secret map unfolds. Warmth without a spark.
Good.
A lever is not found. It emerges when the system is seen whole, like a city revealed in its light and shadow. Emmanuel Santa Ana. Citation needed. Verify authorship. Parable. The maestro's tuning pin. In the old concert hall, the maestro stood before his piano, tuning it with care. The strings vibrated under his touch, but no matter how precise he was, the sound was off. Frustrated, he adjusted each note individually, high C, middle A, but the harmony remained elusive. Then, he noticed a single, rusted tuning pin near the bass. With one turn, the entire instrument sang in perfect tune. The apprentices around him gasped. They had been watching his hands, not the unseen connections below the surface. Structure and technique. Three practices of leverage. 1. Ripple mapping. Draw a system, e.g., your team, project, or life, and mark where small changes propagate. Trace the ripples backward to find leverage points. Example. In a project, ask, if this step failed, what would unravel? Then reinforce it. 2. The tuning pin exercise. Identify the tuning pin in your system, the one small element that holds everything together but is often overlooked. Metaphor, like adjusting a single note in music to harmonize the whole. 3. Metaphoric leverage. Borrow metaphors from nature or art, e.g., ecosystems, architecture, to model leverage in your context. Example, how would an architect approach this problem? These techniques scale from personal habits to global systems because they honor the system's inherent logic. Luminous definition. Luminous definition leverage. The capacity of a system to respond to minimal input in ways that amplify its own organization toward higher coherence or complexity. Here, leverage is not about force, but about alignment, finding the apertures where reality's current flows most smoothly. It is the play of emergence, the way a child's blocks suddenly form a tower when one piece shifts. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you seen a small change lead to a great shift? Accessible. Invites reflection on past examples. 2. Searing middle. What are the hidden tuning pins in your current system that no one is touching, yet could transform everything? Challenges blind spots with humor and urgency. 3. Ending reflection. If you could align with the leverage of your own evolution, what would it feel like? Opens to the sensory experience of Lila, playful, divine alignment. The body, leverage as divine play, Lila. The language of leverage is not a manual. It is an invitation to dance. Every tradition speaks of it in its own tongue. The architect knows levers as load-bearing walls. The musician hears them in the harmonic series. The gardener sees them in the roots that bind soil and plant. But Lila, the divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems. It is not about manipulating outcomes, but clearing apertures, like removing a finger from a dam to let water flow. Healing is not an act of the self. It is a property of reality moving through cleared spaces. When we align with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, we see that systems are always tuning themselves. The law of attraction is a misnomer. It is not about pulling, but letting be. Play is how we learn this language. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from the place before form. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Leverage is the art of pushing where resistance yields. 2. Play reveals the system's hidden hinges. 3. Evolution speaks in whispers. Listen to the gaps. 4. A keystone moment is when the system hums its own tune. 5. Healing isn't done, it's allowed. 6. The cosmic joke. Complexity is easier than control. 7. To leverage is to dance with emergence. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, block play. Materials, 20 blocks, physical or digital cards, a pen. Action, arrange blocks to represent a system, e.g., team roles, project phases. Gently nudge one block and observe the chain reactions. Ask, which block, if shifted slightly, would change the whole structure? Leverage insight, small moves in high connection nodes create outsized effects. 2. Deepening. The tuning pin hunt. Materials, a system map, e.g., a project timeline or relationship diagram, sticky notes. Action. In a group, mark every element as either tuning pin, critical but overlooked, or string, important but not leverage points. Defend choices playfully. Why is this the rusted pin no one's touched? Leverage insight. Leverage often hides in what seems too obvious to question. 3. Advanced, emergent improvisation. Materials, a complex scenario, e.g., a city's traffic system, improvisational rules. Action, participants improvise responses to a perturbation, e.g., a bridge is closed. Observe how new structures emerge from the chaos. Reflect, where did leverage appear unexpectedly? Leverage insight. Leverage emerges in the space between intention and surprise. Citations. 1. Santa Anna, Emmanuel, citation needed. Verify authorship or rephrase to avoid fabrication. 2. Complexity science references, autopoiesis, dissipative structures, require attribution.
Autopoésie, Maturana, H. et Varola, F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition, the realization of the living. Dissipative structures, Prigogine, I, and Nicolis, G, 1977. Self-organization in non-equilibrium systems. 3. For the law of attraction critique, cite sources on emergence or systems theory, e.g., Waldrop, M, 1992. The third culture. End chapter. This chapter balances rigor and playfulness, tying leverage to Lila's divine play while grounding it in science and practice. It can stand alone, but also fits into the book's arc of finding keystone moments. Let me know if you'd like any refinements. Clearing apertures. Tuning fork. Winter branch cracks. A single crow's black shadow. Softens the white sky. Play is the gap between structure and chaos where creativity dwells. Citation needed. Verify. Parable, the gardener's patience. A young gardener was tasked with tending to an ancient oak tree in the temple garden. The elders said, "Prune it well, for its branches block the light of the moon." The gardener worked diligently, cutting back thick growths, shaping the tree to let more light through. But one evening, as he sat beneath the oak, he noticed something strange. The places where he had pruned were not just letting in more moonlight. They were also allowing the wind to dance through, carrying whispers of stories from travelers who passed by. The tree seemed to hum with life, its leaves rustling in ways they hadn't before. He realized then that pruning wasn't about making the tree smaller or more obedient to his will. It was about clearing apertures, small spaces where light, wind, and sound could mingle, creating something new and alive. The tree wasn't just a thing. It was a living system, responding to the openings he had made. Years later, when asked about his work, the gardener would smile and say, "I didn't shape the tree. I learned to listen to what wanted to grow through it." Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Clearing apertures is a practice that can be as simple or as profound as you make it. Here are 3 universal techniques that scale with your depth of engagement. 1. Daily reflection, accessible. Spend 5 minutes each day noting where you feel blocked, whether in your thoughts, emotions, relationships, or physical environment. Ask, where is light being obscured, and what might emerge if I cleared even a small aperture here? 2. Mindful observation, deepening. Practice noticing apertures in your daily life. Not just as physical spaces, but as moments of clarity, synchronicity, or unexpected flow. For example, when you solve a problem effortlessly or feel a sudden burst of creativity, pause and ask, "What aperture did I unknowingly clear to let this through?" 3. Playful experimentation, advanced. Choose one area of your life where rigidity feels problematic, e.g., a habit, belief, or creative project, and design small experiments to gently prune it, not by force, but by play. For example, if you're stuck in a routine, try approaching it with curiosity. What would happen if I treated this rigid structure like a game? These practices start simple, but can deepen over time as you learn to recognize and work with apertures more intuitively. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures, the deliberate and playful act of creating space, whether in thought, emotion, or structure, for reality to flow through. It is not about control, but about alignment with the inherent dynamics of systems, allowing Lila, divine play, to emerge naturally. Three appreciative questions.
One.
Okay, I need to write a chapter titled Clearing Apertures for the book The Keystone Effect, Finding the Keystone Positions and Moments of Leverage. The chapter should follow a specific structure that includes elements like haiku, parables, definitions, exercises, and citations. It also needs to be centered around the concept of Lila, which is described as divine play or the fun within evolutionary intelligence. First, I need to come up with a life-uplifting haiku that captures the essence of clearing apertures. Something about opening or revealing, perhaps. Then, I'll think of a profound quote that resonates with the theme, maybe from a philosopher or scientist who talks about complexity or self-organization. Next, I'll craft a parable. It should be a story that subtly teaches the concept without being preachy. Maybe something about nature or human experiences where an aperture, a window, a moment of clarity, plays a crucial role. For the structure and technique section, I need to think of simple, universal practices that can scale over time. These should be actions or mindsets that help people clear apertures in their lives, perhaps things like mindfulness, reflection, or creative exploration. The luminous definition will be a gold box term that defines clearing apertures in a profound way, tying it back to Lila and evolutionary intelligence. The three appreciative questions should guide the reader's reflection. The middle one should be particularly searing, maybe something that challenges their current perspective or forces them to confront discomfort. The body section will delve into the actual teaching centered on Lila. I need to weave in ideas about self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, but keep it accessible and engaging. The 7 7-second sentences should be aphorisms that encapsulate the key ideas of the chapter. They need to be concise and memorable. For the three exercises, they should build in strength over time. One accessible for beginners, another deeper, and an advanced one for those ready to commit more deeply to the practice. Finally, I'll add citations where necessary, marking citation needed, claim for any claims that need sourcing later. I won't fabricate citations, so if I'm unsure about a source, I'll note it. Let me start with the haiku and quote. Haiku. Winter branch cracks. A single crow's black shadow softens the white sky. This one captures the contrast between rigidity, the winter branch, and fluidity, the crow's shadow, hinting at how small things can create openings in rigid structures, much like clearing apertures in our lives.
Profond quote.
Perhaps something from David Bohm or Fritjof Capra on quantum physics or systems theory. For example, reality is not what we seem to perceive it to be. The new physics suggests that at the most fundamental level, reality is not only far stranger than anything we have ever conceived, but also far more beautiful. Fritjof Capra, the Tao of physics. But I need something more directly related to apertures or play. Maybe this one from Rumi. You are not a drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in a drop. No, that's about wholeness. How about something from Heraclitus? The path up and the path down are one and the same. But that doesn't fit. Perhaps a quote from the book's own framework or something about play. Maybe this. Play is the gap between structure and chaos where creativity dwells. Citation needed, claim. But I need to be careful not to fabricate citations, so perhaps it's better to use an existing one. Let me think of a quote from a scientist or a philosopher who talks about play in systems. How about this one from Stuart Kaufman, a complex systems theorist? At the edge of chaos, life plays. Citation needed. Verify if this is accurate. Alternatively, perhaps something from the Upanishads or Tao Te Ching. For example, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Lao Tzu.
But that's more about beginnings than apertures. Maybe better to stick with something about play or complexity. Let me try this for now with a citation note. Play is the essence of evolution, where order and chaos dance. Citation needed. Verify. Okay, moving on to the parable. It should be a story that subtly teaches the concept without asserting it directly. Maybe something about a gardener who learns to prune not to shape the tree, but to let light through. Parable. The gardener's patience. A young gardener was tasked with tending to an ancient oak tree in the temple garden. The elders said, "Prune it well, for its branches block the light of the moon." The gardener worked diligently, cutting back thick growths, shaping the tree to let more light through. But one evening, as he sat beneath the oak, he noticed something strange. The places where he had pruned were not just letting in more moonlight, they were also allowing the wind to dance through, carrying whispers of stories from travelers who passed by. The tree seemed to hum with life, its leaves rustling in ways they hadn't before. He realized then that pruning wasn't about making the tree smaller or more obedient to his will. It was about clearing apertures, small spaces where light, wind, and sound could mingle, creating something new and alive. The tree wasn't just a thing, it was a living system, responding to the openings he had made. Years later, when asked about his work, the gardener would smile and say, "I didn't shape the tree. I learned to listen to what wanted to grow through it." That seems to fit the criteria. It's a story that subtly teaches without asserting, focusing on apertures, both literal and metaphorical, and the emergence of something new when they're cleared. Next, structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe things like 1. Daily reflection. Spend 5 minutes each day noting where you feel blocked or where light is being obscured. 2. Mindful observation. Practice noticing small apertures in your life, moments of clarity, unexpected openings, or places where rigidity gives way to flow. 3. Creative play. Engage in a form of play, dancing, drawing, writing, that has no goal other than expression. These can scale because they start small and can deepen over time with practice. Luminous definition. I'll box this definition in gold, using Markdown for formatting. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures. The deliberate and playful act of creating space, whether in thought, emotion, or structure, for reality to flow through. It is not about control, but about alignment with the inherent dynamics of systems, allowing Lila, divine play, to emerge naturally. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel most like a blocked aperture, a place where something wants to emerge but feels stuck? 2. Searing middle question. What would it look like if you stopped trying to control the outcome and simply let reality flow through the apertures you've created? 3. And how might your life change if you treated clearing apertures as a daily practice, like tending a garden or playing a musical instrument?
The body.
This section will delve into Lila as divine play, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It should tie back to concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. I'll try to avoid jargon, but still honor the complexity science mentioned. I can start with a metaphor about water or a river, since the chapter mentions that Lila is the water everything swims in. Maybe describe how rivers find their path not by force, but by responding to obstacles, creating apertures around them, and thus flowing more smoothly. This ties into self-organization, the idea that systems like rivers, cells, or societies organize themselves through feedback loops. Then, I'll connect this to human experience, how we often try to force our way through life's challenges, but true progress comes when we learn to clear apertures, to step back, let go of rigidity, and allow the natural flow of intelligence, Lila, to guide us. This aligns with ideas from Living Systems Theory and Developmental Systems, LCAST, which Emmanuel Santa Anna is associated with. I'll also mention that healing isn't an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, as stated in the initial prompt. This ties into the idea that when we're not resisting or forcing, we're more aligned with the natural dynamics of the system, whether it's our body, mind, or the environment. 7 7-second sentences. These should be short, punchy, and memorable. Examples. 1. Clearing apertures is not pruning. It's learning to dance with the wind. 2. Lila laughs when you try to control it. Play instead. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear your own aperture first. 4. Healing isn't an act. It's a property of reality flowing through you. 5. Attractors are not goals. They're invitations to play. 6. Autopoiesis is the art of self-creating one aperture at a time. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet where apertures clear. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, daily aperture journaling. For 5 minutes each day, write about a place, literal or metaphorical, where you feel an aperture is needed. It could be a relationship, a creative project, or even a physical space, like decluttering a corner of your room. Notice how the act of writing itself begins to clear space. 2. Deepening, playful resistance. Choose one area of your life where you tend to feel rigid or stuck, e.g., a habit, belief, or physical limitation. For 1 week, practice playing with this rigidity, dancing around it, drawing it, writing nonsense poetry about it, but without trying to change it directly. Observe how the aperture shifts not because of effort, but because you've allowed space for Lila. 3. Advanced aperture mapping. Spend a weekend mapping out your life systems, work, relationships, health, creativity, and identify key apertures, places where energy flows or gets stuck. Then, design small experiments to gently clear one aperture at a time, e.g., removing a constraint in your work project or creating space for silence in your daily routine. Reflect on how these changes ripple through the system. Citations. I'll need to ensure that any claims about complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis are properly cited. For example, self-organization. Citation needed. Self-organization in systems theory. Dissipative structures. Ilya Prigogine's work on dissipative structures. Autopoiesis. Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela's concept of autopoiesis. I'll mark these with citation needed, claim where appropriate. Now, let me try to draft the full chapter following this structure. Clearing apertures. Tuning fork. Winter branch cracks. A single crow's black shadow. Softens the white sky. Play is the gap between structure and chaos where creativity dwells. Citation needed. Verify. Parable, the gardener's patience. A young gardener was tasked with tending to an ancient oak tree in the temple garden. The elders said, "Prune it well, for its branches block the light of the moon." The gardener worked diligently, cutting back thick growths, shaping the tree to let more light through. But one evening, as he sat beneath the oak, he noticed something strange. The places where he had pruned were not just letting in more moonlight. They were also allowing the wind to dance through, carrying whispers of stories from travelers who passed by. The trees seemed to hum with life, its leaves rustling in ways they hadn't before. He realized then that pruning wasn't about making the tree smaller or more obedient to his will. It was about clearing apertures, small spaces where light, wind, and sound could mingle, creating something new and alive. The tree wasn't just a thing, it was a living system, responding to the openings he had made. Years later, when asked about his work, the gardener would smile and say, "I didn't shape the tree. I learned to listen to what wanted to grow through it." Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. Clearing apertures is a practice that can be as simple or as profound as you make it. Here are 3 universal techniques that scale with your depth of engagement. 1. Daily reflection, accessible. Spend 5 minutes each day noting where you feel blocked, whether in your thoughts, emotions, relationships, or physical environment. Ask, where is light being obscured, and what might emerge if I cleared even a small aperture here? 2. Mindful observation, deepening. Practice noticing apertures in your daily life, not just as physical spaces, but as moments of clarity, synchronicity, or unexpected flow. For example, when you solve a problem effortlessly or feel a sudden burst of creativity, pause and ask, What aperture did I unknowingly clear to let this through? 3. Playful experimentation, advanced. Choose one area of your life where rigidity feels problematic, e.g., a habit, belief, or creative project, and design small experiments to gently prune it, not by force but by play. For example, if you're stuck in a routine, try approaching it with curiosity. What would happen if I treated this rigid structure like a game? These practices start simple, but can deepen over time as you learn to recognize and work with apertures more intuitively. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Clearing apertures, the deliberate and playful act of creating space, whether in thought, emotion, or structure, for reality to flow through. It is not about control, but about alignment with the inherent dynamics of systems, allowing Lila, divine play, to emerge naturally. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life do you feel most like a blocked aperture, a place where something wants to emerge but feels stuck? 2. Middle. Searing, what would it look like if you stopped trying to control the outcome and simply let reality flow through the apertures you've created? 3. And how might your life change if you treated clearing apertures as a daily practice, like tending a garden or playing a musical instrument? The body. Clearing apertures and Lila. Lila is not something you do. It is what you are when you stop trying to do. It is the water in which all systems swim. The fun within evolutionary intelligence. The third factor in emergent systems that people often mistake for the law of attraction. This is not about manifesting desires through willpower, but about aligning with the natural dynamics of reality, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed. Autopoiesis. Imagine a river. It doesn't force its way through obstacles. It flows around them, carving new paths where resistance softens. The river isn't trying to reach the ocean. It is the ocean in motion. Similarly, when you clear an aperture, not by force but by allowing space, you are not shaping reality so much as letting it shape itself through you. This is what traditions have always pointed to, whether through the metaphor of the Tao, the way that is not a way, or the Hindu concept of Maya, the play of divine illusion. Every tradition is a mirror. Clearing apertures is the work of seeing your own reflection in it without distortion. It's not about becoming something new, but about recognizing what you already are, a system in the process of self-organization, a dissipative structure dissolving and reforming, an autopoietic entity creating itself moment by moment, citation needed, self-organization in systems. Healing, then, is not an act of the self. It's a property of reality moving through cleared apertures, like light passing through a stained glass window, illuminating patterns that were always there, but invisible until the glass was removed. This is why pain can be such a potent teacher. It often arrives precisely where we've been trying to plug the apertures rather than clear them. Lila doesn't care about your goals or your suffering. It only cares about play, the space between structure and chaos, where new forms emerge without effort. Your job isn't to manifest. It's to prune, to let light in, and to trust that the river will find its way. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Clearing apertures is not pruning. It's learning to dance with the wind. 2. Lila laughs when you try to control it. Play instead. 3. Every tradition is a mirror. Clear your own aperture first. 4. Healing isn't an act. It's a property of reality flowing through you. 5. Attractors are not goals. They're invitations to play. 6. Autopoiesis is the art of self-creating, one aperture at a time. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous meet where apertures clear. 3 exercises. 1. Daily aperture journaling, accessible. 4-5 minutes each day. Write about a place, literal or metaphorical, where you feel an aperture is needed. It could be a relationship, a creative project, or even a physical space, like decluttering a corner of your room. Notice how the act of writing itself begins to clear space. Example prompt. Where in my life do I feel like I'm pushing against a wall instead of flowing around it? 2. Playful resistance, deepening. Choose one area of your life where you tend to feel rigid or stuck, e.g., a habit, belief, or physical limitation. For 1 week, practice playing with this rigidity, dancing around it, drawing it, writing nonsense poetry about it, but without trying to change it directly. Observe how the aperture shifts not because of effort, but because you've allowed space for Lila. Example, if you're stuck in a routine at work, try approaching it with curiosity. What would happen if I treated this rigid structure like a game? 3. Aperture mapping, advanced. Spend a weekend mapping out your life systems, work, relationships, health, creativity, and identify key apertures, places where energy flows or gets stuck. Then, design small experiments to gently clear one aperture at a time, e.g., removing a constraint in your work project or creating space for silence in your daily routine. Reflect on how these changes ripple through the system. Example, if you notice tension in a relationship, map out the dynamics and experiment with small acts of vulnerability or play to see how the aperture shifts. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Autopoiesis, Umberto Maturana and Francisco Varela's concept. 2. Citation needed. Self-organization and systems theory. 3. Citation needed. Dissipative structures, Ilya Prigozhin's work. 4. Citation needed. Verify quote about play and creativity. This chapter is designed to stand alone as a complete exploration of clearing apertures while also serving as a part of the larger book on keystone leverage. It balances rigor with warmth, avoiding glibness while maintaining a sense of fun and playfulness. The structure guides the reader from reflection, parables, questions, to action, exercises, while grounding everything in the concept of Lila. I've tried to honor the voice of Emmanuel Santa Anna, architectural yet humane, pairing strong claims with humility. Let me review this for coherence and depth. The haiku sets a tone of contrast and subtle transformation. The parable is gentle but profound, avoiding didacticism. The structure and technique section provides practical tools that scale. The luminous definition encapsulates the core idea in a memorable way. The three questions guide reflection from surface to depth. The body ties everything back to Lila and complexity science without overwhelming jargon. The 7-second sentences are like atomic truths, easy to remember. The exercises build in strength, offering entry points for all levels. Citations are noted where needed, avoiding fabrication. I think this fits the brief well. I'll now write it out in final form with proper markdown formatting. Play and complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's breath on stone. Patterns emerge from chaos. Place shapes the world.
What?
Leverage is not found in control, but in the dance of parts. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Source or context. Parable. The river and the reeds. Once, in a lush delta where the river met the sea, reeds grew tall and strong. Each reed moved with the current, bending but never breaking. The river flowed, shifting its course, carving new paths through the marsh. The reeds did not resist. They played with the water, their roots anchoring them to the silt. One day, a wise traveler watched the reeds. "Why do you bend so easily?" she asked one reed. "Is this not a sign of weakness?" The reed replied, "Weakness? No. We are strong because we dance with the current. We do not fight the river. We let it move us, and in that movement, we grow stronger, taller. The river does not ask us to be stiff or unyielding. It asks us to play." The traveler watched as the reeds swayed in harmony, their movements creating patterns in the water, guiding small fish and insects. She realized then that strength was not in resistance but in play, letting oneself be moved by the current while also moving with purpose. Structure and technique. The practice of playful engagement. To align with real complexity science while engaging with Lila, divine play, try these universal practices. 1. Observe and play. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural or social system without trying to control it. Notice how parts interact, adapt and create patterns. 2. Pattern mapping. Draw simple maps of systems you encounter, family dynamics, workplace processes, and look for playful interactions or leverage points. Ask, where is the system playing with itself? 3. Aperture clearing. Identify one aperture, a point of tension or resistance, in your life or a system. Practice non-attachment to its outcome. Observe how clarity emerges when you stop trying to force change. These practices scale over time, from personal reflection to systemic intervention. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Playful intelligence. Meaning. Playful intelligence. The capacity of a system, whether biological, social, or ecological, to explore possibilities without attachment to outcomes, leading to emergent complexity and leverage. It is the space between control and chaos where true innovation and adaptation occur. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a simple game you loved as a child, and how did it teach you about systems or play? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life or work are you trying to control rather than play, and what happens when you let go? 3. End. How can you introduce more playful intelligence into your next challenge? The body, Lila, the divine play of complexity. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, after self-organization and dissipative structures. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But unlike superficial interpretations, Lila is about the play within systems, the way complexity emerges when parts let go of rigid structure. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When you clear an aperture, whether a mental block, a systemic resistance, or a personal fear, you allow Lila to flow through it like water finding its level. The cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size because both are expressions of this play. Every tradition, every myth, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not in becoming something new, but in clearing apertures to see this truth, that we are already part of Lila, and our leverage lies in how we play with it. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization. Systems that create their own structure. Dissipative structures. Order emerging from chaos, e.g., crystals forming from supersaturated solutions. Autopoiesis. Systems that self-make by playing with their environment. Attractors, points in a system where behavior is drawn to stability, often through playful exploration. When you align with these principles, you see that leverage points are not found in force, but in the dance, where parts interact without a central controller. This is the keystone moment, when play becomes intelligence and complexity becomes clarity. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is how complexity learns. 2. Leverage points are hidden in the dance, not the struggle. 3. Healing is not an act. It's a cleared path. 4. Traditions are mirrors. Look closer to see yourself. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same aperture. 6. Autopoiesis. Systems that make themselves by playing. 7. Pain is the shadow of play. Clear the aperture, and both dissolve. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, playful observation. Practice. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural system, e.g., water flowing, trees swaying, or a social system, e.g., a conversation. Notice how parts interact without trying to control them. Reflection. Where did you see play in action? How did the system create patterns or leverage points? 2. Deepening, aperture clearing. Practice. Identify a situation where you feel stuck or resistant. Instead of forcing change, practice non-attachment. Observe the system without judgment for 10 minutes daily. Reflection. What shifts when you stop trying to control and start playing? 3. Advanced leverage mapping with play. Practice. Take a complex problem, personal or systemic, and map its parts. Then, imagine how each part could play with the others to create unexpected solutions. Use techniques like generative dialogue or improvisation. Reflection. Where did new leverage points emerge when you played rather than planned? Citations. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Quote about leverage and dance. Citation needed. Claim about Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Citation needed. Sources for complexity science terms, self-organization, autopoiesis, etc., if not already widely accepted. Okay, I'm writing chapter 4 titled Play and Complexity for the book The Keystone Effect, Finding the Keystone Positions and Moments of Leverage. The chapter needs to be a complete whole-on, meaning it stands alone but also fits within the larger structure of the book. First, I need to break down the movements mentioned. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition. 5. Three appreciative questions, start a searing one in the middle and end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms. 8. Three exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for needed citations. Tuning fork. I need a life-uplifting haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should capture the essence of play and complexity, while the quote should be attributed to someone significant in this context, perhaps related to systems theory or complexity science. Haiku. Winter's breath on stone. Patterns emerge from chaos. Place shapes the world.
What?
A system must be free not only to self-organize, but also to self-dissolve. Citation needed, claim. But I need a more profound and attributed quote. Maybe something from Santa Anna or related to living systems theory. Perhaps. Complexity is not the enemy of clarity. It is the ground upon which clarity emerges through play. Attribute to someone, perhaps a complexity scientist or philosopher. But since the chapter is centered on Lila, divine play, maybe a quote that resonates with that theme. Let me think about this more carefully. Perhaps. The universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine.
Jotis heit Anna.
But that doesn't directly relate to play or complexity. Maybe something from Santa Anna's work, if I can recall or infer. Since the voice is described as rigorous and architectural like Emmanuel Santa Anna, perhaps a quote about systems or leverage. Let me try. Leverage is not found in control, but in the dance of parts. Emmanuel Santa Anna. But since Santa Anna is a fictional or assumed name for this context, as it's not a real person, I need to ensure that citations are marked where necessary. So perhaps. Leverage is not found in control, but in the dance of parts. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna. But since Santa Anna is part of the book's voice, maybe it's acceptable here as a placeholder for a real citation later. For now, I'll proceed with that. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should illustrate play and complexity without preaching. Maybe something about nature or human systems where play leads to emergence. Title. The River and the Reeds. Once, in a lush delta where the river met the sea, reeds grew tall and strong. Each reed moved with the current, bending but never breaking. The river flowed, shifting its course, carving new paths through the marsh. The reeds did not resist. They played with the water, their roots anchoring them to the silt. One day, a wise traveler watched the reeds. "Why do you bend so easily?" she asked one reed. "Is this not a sign of weakness?" The reed replied, "Weakness?
No.
We are strong because we dance with the current. We do not fight the river. We let it move us, and in that movement, we grow stronger, taller. The river does not ask us to be stiff or unyielding. It asks us to play." The traveler watched as the reeds swayed in harmony, their movements creating patterns in the water, guiding small fish and insects. She realized then that strength was not in resistance but in play, letting oneself be moved by the current while also moving with purpose. The story ends without explicitly stating the lesson. It's for the reader to infer that play and adaptability lead to strength and complexity.
Structure et technique.
Universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something about observing patterns, playing within systems, or clearing apertures, as mentioned in the initial description. Title: The Practice of Playful Engagement. 1. Observe and play. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural system, like water flowing, trees swaying, without trying to control it. Notice how parts interact. 2. Pattern mapping. Draw simple maps of systems you encounter, family dynamics, workplace processes, and look for playful interactions or leverage points. 3. Aperture clearing. Identify one aperture, a point of tension or resistance, in your life or a system, and practice non-attachment to its outcome. These are universal and can be applied at different scales over time. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. The term could be playful intelligence or something related to Lila. Title: Luminous definition. Playful intelligence. Meaning: Playful intelligence, the capacity of a system, whether biological, social, or ecological, to explore possibilities without attachment to outcomes, leading to emergent complexity and leverage. It is the space between control and chaos, where true innovation and adaptation occur. 3 appreciative questions. Start with an easy question, then a searing one in the middle, and end with a reflective or action-oriented one. 1. Start. What is a simple game you loved as a child, and how did it teach you about systems or play? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life or work are you trying to control rather than play, and what happens when you let go? 3. And how can you introduce more playful intelligence into your next challenge? The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play. This should integrate the themes of complexity science, self-organization, and the idea that healing is a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Title: Lila, the divine play of complexity. Here, I'll weave together ideas about emergent systems, self-organization, and the nature of leverage. I'll describe Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, after self-organization and dissipative structures. It's the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. I'll also mention that healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Every tradition mirrors what we already are, and the work is clearing these apertures to see the cosmic and the ridiculous as the same. Align with complexity science terms like autopoiesis, attractors, etc. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that capture the essence of the chapter. They should be pithy and memorable. 1. Play is how complexity learns. 2. Leverage points are hidden in the dance, not the struggle. 3. Healing is not an act. It's a cleared path. 4. Traditions are mirrors. Look closer to see yourself. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same aperture. 6. Autopoiesis. Systems that make themselves by playing. 7. Pain is the shadow of play. Clear the aperture, and both dissolve. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. 1. Accessible. Playful observation. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural system, e.g., water, trees, or social system, e.g., a conversation. Notice how parts interact without trying to control them. Reflection. Where did you see play in action? 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing. Identify a situation where you feel stuck or resistant. Instead of forcing change, practice non-attachment. Observe the system without judgment for 10 minutes daily. Reflection. What shifts when you stop trying to control and start playing? 3. Advanced. Leverage mapping with play. Take a complex problem, personal or systemic, and map its parts. Then, imagine how each part could play with the others to create unexpected solutions. Use techniques like generative dialogue or improvisation. Reflection. Where did new leverage points emerge when you played rather than planned? Citations. I need to ensure that citations are either real or marked. Citation needed. I'll review as I go. For the quote, since Emmanuel Santa Anna is part of the book's voice, I might not need a citation here, but if this were a real book, it would be attributed properly. For now, I'll mark it. Now, let me draft the chapter in order. Play and complexity. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's breath on stone. Patterns emerge from chaos. Place shapes the world.
Gut.
Leverage is not found in control, but in the dance of parts. Emmanuel Santa Anna, citation needed. Source or context. Parable, the river and the reeds. Once, in a lush delta where the river met the sea, reeds grew tall and strong. Each reed moved with the current, bending but never breaking. The river flowed, shifting its course, carving new paths through the marsh. The reeds did not resist. They played with the water, their roots anchoring them to the silt. One day, a wise traveler watched the reeds. "Why do you bend so easily?" she asked one reed. "Is this not a sign of weakness?" The reed replied, "Weakness?
No.
We are strong because we dance with the current. We do not fight the river. We let it move us, and in that movement, we grow stronger, taller. The river does not ask us to be stiff or unyielding. It asks us to play." The traveler watched as the reeds swayed in harmony, their movements creating patterns in the water, guiding small fish and insects. She realized then that strength was not in resistance but in play, letting oneself be moved by the current while also moving with purpose. Structure and technique. The practice of playful engagement. To align with real complexity science while engaging with Lila, divine play, try these universal practices. 1. Observe and play. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural or social system without trying to control it. Notice how parts interact, adapt, and create patterns. 2. Pattern mapping. Draw simple maps of systems you encounter, family dynamics, workplace processes, and look for playful interactions or leverage points. Ask, where is the system playing with itself? 3. Aperture clearing. Identify one aperture, a point of tension or resistance in your life or a system. Practice non-attachment to its outcome. Observe how clarity emerges when you stop trying to force change. These practices scale over time, from personal reflection to systemic intervention. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Playful intelligence. Meaning, playful intelligence, the capacity of a system, whether biological, social, or ecological, to explore possibilities without attachment to outcomes, leading to emergent complexity and leverage. It is the space between control and chaos where true innovation and adaptation occur. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What is a simple game you loved as a child, and how did it teach you about systems or play? 2. Middle. Searing where in your life or work are you trying to control rather than play, and what happens when you let go? 3. And how can you introduce more playful intelligence into your next challenge? The body, Lila, the divine play of complexity. Lila is not a metaphor. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, after self-organization and dissipative structures. It is the real mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction. But unlike superficial interpretations, Lila is about the play within systems, the way complexity emerges when parts let go of rigid structure. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. When you clear an aperture, whether a mental block, a systemic resistance, or a personal fear, you allow Lila to flow through it like water finding its level. The cosmic and the ridiculous become the same size because both are expressions of this play. Every tradition, every myth, is a mirror of what we already are. The work is not in becoming something new, but in clearing apertures to see this truth, that we are already part of Lila, and our leverage lies in how we play with it. Align with real complexity science. Self-organization, systems that create their own structure. Dissipative structures, Order emerging from chaos, e.g., crystals forming from supersaturated solutions. Autopoiesis, systems that self-make by playing with their environment. Attractors, points in a system where behavior is drawn to stability, often through playful exploration. When you align with these principles, you see that leverage points are not found in force but in the dance, where parts interact without a central controller. This is the keystone moment, when play becomes intelligence and complexity becomes clarity. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Play is how complexity learns. 2. Leverage points are hidden in the dance, not the struggle. 3. Healing is not an act, it's a cleared path. 4. Traditions are mirrors. Look closer to see yourself. 5. The cosmic and the ridiculous share the same aperture. 6. Autopoiesis. Systems that make themselves by playing. 7. Pain is the shadow of play. Clear the aperture, and both dissolve. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Playful observation. Practice. Spend 5 minutes a day observing a natural system, e.g., water flowing, trees swaying, or a social system, e.g., a conversation. Notice how parts interact without trying to control them. Reflection. Where did you see play in action? How did the system create patterns or leverage points? 2. Deepening. Aperture clearing. Practice. Identify a situation where you feel stuck or resistant. Instead of forcing change, practice non-attachment. Observe the system without judgment for 10 minutes daily. Reflection. What shifts when you stop trying to control and start playing? 3. Advanced. Leverage mapping with play. Practice. Take a complex problem, personal or systemic, and map its parts. Then, imagine how each part could play with the others to create unexpected solutions. Use techniques like generative dialogue or improvisation. Reflection. Where did new leverage points emerge when you played rather than planned? Citations. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Quote about leverage and dance. Citation needed. Claim about Lila as the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Citation needed. Sources for complexity science terms, self-organization, autopoiesis, etc., if not already widely accepted. Final notes. This chapter stands alone as a holon, but also fits into the larger book by focusing on play and complexity as a keystone lever for understanding systems. It integrates the voice of Emmanuel Santa Anna with rigorous structure while maintaining warmth and humility about pain. The exercises progress from accessible to advanced, encouraging deepening practice. The luminous definition and 7 7-second sentences provide concise, memorable takeaways. I've marked citations where necessary, ensuring that real sources can be added later without fabricating them now. Architectural maps. Tuning fork. Haiku. Stone and sky embrace. Play weaves through solid form. Lila's hidden hand.
Good.
You never change things by fighting the existing system. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. Buckminster Fuller, citation needed. Verify exact wording and source. Parable. Once upon a time, in a bustling city, there lived an architect named Alera. She was tasked with rebuilding a crumbling bridge that connected two districts. The project was fraught with challenges, budget cuts, political disagreements, and material shortages. One day, while walking along the riverbank, Alera noticed how the roots of an ancient tree grew in intricate patterns, supporting its massive trunk without ever seeming to strain. She sat down and observed. The roots didn't just grow randomly. They formed a network that distributed weight, adapted to obstacles, and even seemed to communicate with each other. Inspired, Alera sketched a map of the tree's root system, noting where the roots branched, how they supported each other, and where they anchored into solid ground. She realized that the tree wasn't just growing, it was playing, experimenting with form and function, always finding the most efficient paths to stability. When she presented her findings to the city council, she proposed a radical idea, Instead of rebuilding the bridge from scratch, they should focus on reinforcing its keystone elements, the critical points where leverage could make the whole structure stronger. She mapped these points like the roots of a tree, showing how small changes at these positions could transform the entire bridge. At first, her ideas were met with skepticism, but slowly, as they began to implement her design, the bridge stood stronger than anyone had imagined. The city thrived, and Alara's maps became legendary, not just for their technical brilliance, but for their ability to reveal hidden patterns of resilience and growth.
Structure et technique.
1. The map of your life. Start by drawing a simple map of your daily life, your habits, routines, and key moments. Identify the keystone activities or decisions that, if changed slightly, would ripple through the rest of your day, e.g., how you start your morning affects your productivity. 2. The root system. Next, apply this to a larger system you're part of, your work, a project, or even a community. Look for the hidden connections, the leverage points that others might overlook but are critical to stability and growth, like the roots of Alara's tree in the parable. 3. The living map. Finally, treat this map as a living document. Revisit it often, updating it as you learn more about how small changes can create big shifts. Share your maps with others to see new patterns emerge. Luminous definition. Architectural maps, not just blueprints or diagrams, but dynamic representations of systems, how parts interrelate, where leverage points lie, and how small changes can ripple outward like stones dropped in water. These maps reveal the hidden architecture of reality, showing both structure and the playful emergence of form.
Pain and humility.
Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's sharp breath. A crack in the ice holds a blue sky. Leverage, not force.
Quot.
The wound is where the light enters you. Citation needed. Rumi or similar. Parable. The river's lesson. Once, there was an old river that had flowed through the same valley for centuries. It knew every bend, every rock, every place where the earth gave way to its current. One day, a young engineer arrived and said, "I will straighten you, river. You are inefficient, meandering where you could cut directly." The river laughed, not with sound, but with its waters shifting slightly, and said, "You think I am crooked? Look closer. These bends are my strength. When the earth resists here, I dig deeper. When it yields there, I spread wider. You call me inefficient, but I am the only river that can feed this valley without scarring it." The engineer tried to build dams to force the river straight, but each attempt failed, leaving cracks in the land. The river's response was not resistance, but adaptation. It found new paths, not through force, but by softening its edges and letting the earth guide it.
Structure et technique.
Structure. Pain is not the problem. It's the pressure that reveals the pattern. In complexity science, this is seen in dissipative structures, where systems at the edge of chaos form new order, like a star collapsing or a river carving a canyon. Pain is that pressure. Technique. The 5-minute aperture. Spend 5 minutes daily identifying resistance, physical tension, emotional stiffness, and soften it for 30 seconds. Over time, this trains adaptability. Weekly reflection, leverage audit, review how you've applied leverage in the past week. Did you force or adapt? The keystone effect in action. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter branch bends low. A single raindrop's weight shifts the whole river's course.
Quot.
Behind every complex system lies a simple lever waiting to be found. Emmanuel Santa Anna, Living Systems and Developmental Theory, Lacaste. Citation needed. Verify attribution and exact source. Parable. The ancient tree and the sunlit gap. Once, in a dense forest, there lived a tree so ancient that its roots had woven through the earth for centuries. The forest around it thrived because of this tree. Its branches provided shelter, its leaves nourished the soil, and its presence attracted creatures from far and wide. But one day, a storm uprooted a small sapling near the ancient tree's roots. The sapling seemed insignificant compared to the towering oak, but when the wind blew just right, it shifted slightly, opening a gap in the canopy above. Sunlight poured through this new aperture, warming the forest floor and coaxing life where there had been shade before. Over time, the entire ecosystem began to shift. Plants sprouted anew, animals found new paths, and the ancient tree, though unchanged in form, found itself part of a brighter, more vibrant whole. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. These are simple yet profound practices rooted in complexity science. They help you identify and work with keystone moments, those critical points where small shifts can lead to significant transformation. 1. The game of leverage. Play this game once a week. Identify one small change, e.g., altering your morning routine, adjusting a meeting's agenda, or shifting a limiting belief by 5%. Observe its ripple effects over the next 7 days. Notice where resistance arises and where unexpected opportunities emerge. 2. Mapping the invisible web. Draw a diagram of any system you're part of, your team, a project, even your thoughts. Mark anchors, rigid structures, or rules. Highlight threads, connections, or dependencies. Look for potential keystones, places where small changes might have large impacts. Share this map with someone else and discuss. Where do you see apertures? 3. The 5% shift. Choose one habit, routine, or belief and shift it by just 5%. For example, if you usually work in silence, try working with soft music for 5 minutes a day. If your team always starts meetings with updates, experiment with starting instead with a shared intention or a question. Track how this small change affects the rest of the system, your mood, productivity, relationships, over a week. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Aperture. A cleared space in perception or structure through which energy, insight, or transformation can flow freely. Apertures are not created by force, but emerge when resistance dissolves, like a door opening to invite the unknown. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life is a single small change waiting to ripple outward, like a pebble dropped into still water? 2. Searing middle. What if the greatest resistance you face is actually the last layer you need to peel away to unlock transformation? 3. End. How might you approach your next challenge as an invitation to play rather than a problem to solve? The body. The keystone effect as divine play. Healing is not an act of the will. It is a property of reality, like gravity or light. It moves through cleared apertures, those moments when the rigid structures of our perceptions or systems soften just enough to let something new emerge. This is Lila, the divine play, the intelligence that weaves through evolution, not as a grand designer, but as the fun within complexity itself. Think of it like this. Every system, from a cell to a society, is a dance of energy seeking balance. A keystone moment is when a small shift in this dance, perhaps a change in rule, a new connection, or a cleared aperture, allows the system to reorganize around a deeper stability. This isn't magic. It's how self-organization works, 1. It's why dissipative structures, systems that maintain order through energy flow, can suddenly leap to new forms when conditions are right. 2. Lila is the third factor in emergent systems, the one people mistake for the law of attraction. The first two factors are structure and feedback loops. Lila is what happens when those structures start to play. It's not about wishing or willing. It's about aligning with the way reality already works, through play, experimentation, and the joy of discovery. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work in Living Systems Theory maps this terrain rigorously, citation needed, claim. He shows how developmental processes will cast, reveal keystone positions, the critical nodes where leverage is highest. But unlike traditional systems thinking, which often treats these as technical fixes, Lila invites us to see them as invitations to dance. The map is not the territory. The territory is already dancing. Pain is part of this dance, too. Clearing apertures isn't always gentle, Sometimes it's a wrenching realignment. But even in discomfort, there's play. The tension that precedes release, the moment when a rigid structure cracks just enough to let light through. This is where humility comes in. We can't force Lila. We can only learn to listen for its rhythm. So, how do we work with this? Not by preaching, but by swimming in the water of it, by clearing apertures, whether in our minds, our relationships, or the systems we inhabit. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when seen from the place before form. That's where play lives, and where keystones reveal themselves. 7 7-second sentences. 1. A keystone moment is a door left ajar. Step through it. 2. Lila laughs when you try to control the dance. 3. Healing isn't done by the self. It moves through the self. 4. Look for where the system is already softening. That's your leverage point. 5. The universe doesn't need your good intentions. It needs your attention. 6. Pain is just the friction of realignment, not the end of the dance. 7. Play is how intelligence organizes itself. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, the aperture scan. Duration, 10 minutes. Purpose, train your attention to notice where apertures are forming. Spend 10 minutes scanning your environment, physical or mental.